Welcome to the Soul Winning Motivator Broadcast with Daniel White III. My name is Danita Evangeline White, and I am the second oldest daughter of Daniel White III. We are glad that you have joined us today as Daniel White III encourages us to keep the soul winner's fire by spreading the good news of Jesus Christ.
Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ, welcome to the Soul Winning Motivator podcast number 158. This is Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International. As always, it is so good to be with you today to challenge you, to encourage you, to exhort you, and yes, even to motivate you to witness for the Lord Jesus Christ by any means necessary, right where you are, to those who are not believers in Christ, even though we will share some instructions on how to witness for the Lord from time to time. We believe that most Christians do not need to learn how to witness for the Lord. They just need to go and do it. So our aim is more motivational than instructional. Our soul-winning passage from the Word of God today is Matthew chapter 13, verse 23, which reads, "But he that received seed into the good ground is he that heareth the word and understandeth it, which also beareth fruit and bringeth forth some an hundredfold, some 60, some 30. Allow me to share with you some insights regarding this passage of Scripture from the expository notes of Dr. Thomas Constable. The good soil stands for the person who understands the message about the kingdom when he or she hears it and responds appropriately to it. This would involve believing in Jesus. Such a person eventually becomes spiritually productive, though the degree of productivity varies. However, Jesus commended all who received the message of the kingdom and believed it, regardless of their measure of productivity. The fruit in view probably represents increasing understanding of and proper response to divine revelation in view of the context. Beloved, if the disciples understood this parable, they could understand the others that followed. The principle taught by the parable is this: reception of the word of the kingdom in one's heart produces more understanding and revelation of the kingdom. Our soul-winning quote today is from Alphonsus Liguori. He said, "I love Jesus Christ, and that is why I am on fire with the desire to give him souls. First of all, my own, and then an incalculable number of others." Our soul-winning devotional is part 23 of our series titled The Master Plan of Evangelism by Dr. Robert E. Coleman. Association, the principle applied today. Association, the principle applied today. Clearly, the policy of Jesus at this point teaches us that whatever method of follow-up the church adopts, it must have as its basis a personal guardian concern for those entrusted to their care. To do otherwise is essentially to abandon new believers to the devil. This means that some system must be found whereby every convert is given a Christian friend. to follow until such time as he or she can lead another. The counselor should stay with the new believer as much as possible, studying the Bible and praying with him or her, all the while answering questions, clarifying the truth, and seeking together to help others. If a church does not have such committed counselors willing to do this service, then it should be training some. And the only way they can be trained is by giving them a leader to follow. This answers the question of how it is to be done, but it is necessary now to understand that this method can accomplish its purpose only when the followers practice what they learn. Hence, another basic principle in the master's strategy must be understood. Beloved, in our next episode, we will look at consecration. He required obedience. Let's pray. Holy Father God, help us to evangelize. Lord, help us to disciple those who trust you as Savior. And help us, Lord, to help them to understand the importance of obedience to you and to your word. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, may I lovingly encourage you to get to know him today. May I lovingly encourage you to be saved today. Allow me to show you how. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law, and so have I. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." We die physically because of sin, disobedience. And we die spiritually because of sin if we don't trust Christ as Savior and go to a place called hell to suffer the consequences forever. Third, accept the fact, dear friend, that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible says in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, dear friend, this is bad news. I agree. But here's the good news. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world," that includes you, "that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live eternally with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will. Romans 10:9-13 says that if you shall confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, "Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed." For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Until next time, my beloved, keep the soul winner's fire. God bless you.